Since the ouster of Saddam Hussein, hundreds of new Iraqi political parties have opened offices in Baghdad. U.S. officials are consulting with many of these parties as they move to select a new advisory panel to work alongside the American civil administration. But one leading Shiite Muslim party says it is being targeted by the U.S. administration. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
The office of the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq has pictures of its leader, Ayatollah Muhammad Bakr al-Hakim, posted on the front door. The Supreme Council is a leading Shia Muslim party. Many members, including the leadership, came to Iraq after the war from Iran. The military wing has close ties to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This weekend, U.S. soldiers raided this office, carting away cash, documents, pistols, and an unopened safe, says this man who was guarding the office.
"14 vehicles come, Humvees and tanks also, as if we were having weapons of mass destruction. We have no idea about why they did that to us."
The U.S. military is rounding up weapons from all armed Iraqis, even from political parties. But officials from the Supreme Council say there is more to these raids. Hamid al-Bayati is a Supreme Council spokesman.
"We have many people arrested from different offices in different parts of Iraq. And none of them has anything to do with our military wing or military forces."
The Supreme Council is one of the political parties consulting with U.S. officials on the form of a new Iraqi interim government. This week, it was the first political party to threaten a boycott of an American plan to hand-pick a new Iraqi advisory panel rather than allow Iraqi parties to elect one. Again, Hamid al-Bayati.
"We believe that they were targeting offices of the Supreme Council because it's well written on them that they are offices for the Supreme Council. We asked for their release or to explain why they were detained. We haven't received an official answer yet."
Any Iraqi government will have to include Shia Muslims. They are 60% of the Iraqi population and suffered more than their share under Saddam Hussein's regime. Privately, U.S. officials say the Supreme Council does not speak for the majority. Its political power is weak, they say, tarnished for local Shias by their years in exile in Iran. Washington is concerned by those Iranian ties, too. American officials are trying to encourage a moderate, homegrown Shia Muslim leadership, but in a country with 30 years of one-man rule, that won't be easy. In the meantime, American officials say they will continue to be tough on the Supreme Council's military wing and hope the Supreme Council's political leaders will stay with the program. "They will regret opting out," said one American diplomat. "They can't derail this train." But any perception that Iraqi's aggrieved Shia community is being shortchanged could derail American plans. With the end of the Saddam Hussein regime, Iraqi Shias can finally have a political role in the country. The Americans want to make sure they are listening to the right voices. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.